The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Friday, end of another week, an alleged week. That was awfully fast. The amount of information is overwhelming, and it distorts time. It just makes it vaporize very, very quickly. Madeline Gerwick is here to take a look astrologically at where we are geopolitically, financially, and other cultural avenues. Are you there, Madeline?
I am indeed.
All right.
And how are you doing today?
Still here. That's good.
Yep. Very good. Very good. We're both still here, which is fantastic. So I want to actually start with the cycles that are continuing from last month, because they kind of pile on top of each other, and they makes a little more sense if you have the background. So the first thing I want to remind our listeners of is that Saturn is retrograde in Pisces, and this is a cycle that's associated with dissolving structures. And in 1994, we had this particular cycle, and we lost, bonds lost $1 trillion in bond values during that time in 1994 with this cycle. So that included $500 billion in losses for the U.S. Treasury bonds, and the rest were...
That's half a trillion dollars.
Yep. And that was 1994, so, you know, things are a little different now. And
it's
we now
worth
have
about,
the...
$2.5 trillion now.
Yeah, probably, exactly. So we'll see how this plays out. Now, right at the moment, we have the bond rate curve is inverted now. So this means that you get a higher return for a short-term bond than what you get for a long-term bond. So, of course, that's nuts. And it tells you we're in a heap of trouble. So there's just one indicator there. Now, the cycle of Saturn in Pisces and retrograde can impact a lot of different types of structures. I mean, this can be your buildings, your home, your bridges, roads, fences, all types of institutions, money. I mean, it all types of structures. And on a personal level, you may also experience tooth decay or problems with bones, such as osteoporosis or something like that. And, however, I want to mention a different type of dissolving structure, and one that's critical to what's going on right now. And I want to thank John Rubino on USA Watchdog, which brought this to my attention about 3 weeks ago, and it's definitely related to this cycle. Now, he calls this the shrinking trust horizon, and essentially... what and who people trust is shrinking or dissolving. And perhaps you won't trust your federal or state government, but you might trust your local town government, or maybe not. And in that case, you might only trust your local neighbors, your friends, your family. And after COVID, perhaps you don't trust doctors or local hospitals or certain medications or flu shots, vaccines, that sort of thing. And now that we have political discourse and presidential procedures being criminalized, you might stop trusting the judicial system, the FBI, the DOJ, etc. And, of course, many people have already stopped trusting the media. And I think you're starting to see people stop trusting their banks, as well as large food companies, schools and universities, even religious institutions. And they may stop trusting.
Now, this came from Rubino?
Rubino's the one who suggested that it's the shrinking trust horizon that is going on. Now, I'm just listing all the different ways that this is shrinking.
This is interesting because let me just step in here. This is very important. It's not just shrinking. It's changing. In fact, it has already changed. In fact, it has been in the process of change for a long time. Now, for those of you who pay much attention out there to the alt news media world, you'll know about True News, Rick Wiles and Doc. You know who they are, right?
Right.
All right. Well, Rick Wiles has been around for a long time writing about the internal threat to America from communism. He wrote an article, it's an essay, 23 years ago that he lost. And he mentioned on True News, apparently last night, that he had not been able to locate the article. Someone took that issue because he was proud of it. It was a long time ago. It was a predictive article about communism and the takeover of this country. So someone looked around, and guess where they found it? They found it on rents.com.
I posted it in
the year 2000. And he was nice enough to put it up there with a nice... Well, he just put rents.com on it. I don't want to go into it. But anyway, he gave us a nice hat tip, okay?
Right.
And he talked about the article. And the article was extremely important at the time and remains important now. Now, I just want to play 2 minutes of what Rick Wiles said about communism in this country, because it will tie in perfectly with, I think, some of the astrological crises that you've been forecasting. Because we are no longer America. We are a torn and divided, fragmented country. Here's Rick Wiles.
This country has been infiltrated by communists. And they operate inside the political parties. But they have infiltrated every strata of our society, our colleges and universities, even now down into the schools, the school boards. They're, of course, in the news media. They're everywhere. And they don't have to call themselves communists. They're making you and your neighbors into communists, because they're saturating your mind every day with communist indoctrination. And so eventually you start thinking like a communist. They don't have to point a gun at you.
Right. You're a member of the party now.
Yeah. Once you think like a communist, you've joined the party. And I would say right now about 50% of the American people are communists in the way that they think. They think like communists. They might not say they're a communist, and they'd be telling the truth. They didn't think that they were communists.
But they would be in favor of communist principles.
Yes, absolutely. They would favor communist principles. And I would say overwhelming majority of the Democratic Party is communist in their thinking, completely indoctrinated. So until the patriots of this country come to the place of admitting that we have been taken over from within, and that the takeover has already occurred, we will never overturn it. If you don't know who your enemy is, you'll never know how to fight him. If you can't recognize your enemy, you'll never be able to take him down. And if you don't even believe you've been conquered, how will you get yourself free?
Right.
So we have to come to this admission. It's a very painful admission as a people. We have to say, look, we've been conquered. We're now in a state of oppression. A foreign entity, the Communist Party, has infiltrated this country over decades and has successfully taken control of the instruments of power and now are persecuting the American patriots. That's where...
Okay, that's where we are, and he's right.
100%
right.
He's definitely right. And even G. Edward Griffin warned of that in the 60s. And even read from their own plans that they intended to do that. So absolutely, the guy is right. Now, in terms of the trust issue, so people may stop trusting the currency. That's another institution. And, you know, they might decide, for example, to save money in silver or gold or food or other commodities. And so, essentially, when you think about business, it's all based on credit, and all credit is based on trust, and this is shrinking. So you cannot do business without trust, and essentially we're watching the dissolution of trust or confidence in all of our institutions, and trust is actually the unseen glue that holds our society together, and as this erodes, the institutions of society will fall and fail. They'll have to be rebuilt differently. So it's kind of like having a pier on a lake or an ocean that's eroding away, and piece by piece it's falling into the ocean. And without trust, people don't fix it. So it just eventually it's gone.
And you're right. Now, let me add one thing to that issue of trust. If you don't trust as a culture, and I would say that trust has to be earned by a viable government of, by, and for the people. And we no longer have that.
Right.
So the lack of trust is not only warranted, it's expected. And predictive programming. What did they say in the X-Files in 1995, I think it was, 94, 95, when Deep Throat had been shot and he was dying, and his last words were to Scully and Mulder, "Trust no one."
Right. That's what he said. Yep. Yep. And
so there's your trust gone.
Yep. It's and of course you have to start adding this piece to the fact that we're in a cycle where $1 trillion in bond losses occurred in 1994 with this same cycle. And there are some other cycles that are occurring at the same time that are reinforcing this issue. And one of those is Uranus in the degree of collapse in the sign of Taurus. Now, Uranus represents sudden and unexpected changes. And the sign of Taurus is associated with banks and money and currencies of all type, including cryptocurrencies and even physical security. And the last time we had Uranus in the degree of collapse in Taurus, we were in World War II. And so any of these things can collapse suddenly or unexpectedly. Now, when this started, and I believe this was July 8th, that Uranus first moved into the degree of collapse, in the first 6 days, the U.S. dollar dropped by 4.5%. That's quite a drop for 6 days. So we'll see what else happens here. And it's going to stay there through August 15th, early on August 15th. And then it's going to move into 23 degrees of Taurus, but it only gets to 4 minutes there, and then it retrogrades back. And so it comes back in September 11th through October 20th. And while we have that there, we're going to have another big financial shock wave that I'll talk about in just a moment here. But there's two other economic cycles that also started in July, late July. And one of those was North Node in Aries and Pluto square the nodes. So this particular situation is suggesting that there's a downturn in the economy, and that there's some kind of political issue, generally speaking, from the past that has not been fixed or completed or finished up, let's say, and we can't really move forward as a country until that is fixed, which I think would be the legitimate election of 2020. So both of these are actually negative for the economy. And on top of that, we started Venus retrograde July 22nd, and it's going to continue through September 3rd. Now, Venus happens to be the ruler, or what could be considered the landlord, of Taurus. And so she is square to Uranus, which is at that degree of collapse. And she's already had the first little peak of that. That was July 2nd. And we're going to have the second one on August 9th, and this time Uranus is going to be at that peak, at that degree of collapse. So that will be interesting to see what happens. And this particular period, just in general, Venus retrograde is about rethinking your finances, your relationships, and your values. And what is it that you value? And is your money going into the places or things that you value? So that's always a big question at this time. Now, Venus retrograde is also related to the situation that we have with Fitch. Fitch just recently announced that they dropped the rating for the U.S. Treasury bonds from AAA to AA+. Now, way back, I want to say, I can't remember if it was 2011, I think it was 2011, S&P dropped their rating for the U.S. Treasury bonds from AAA to AA+, and they never changed it. So they're still AA+ by the S&P. So we'll see what happens. But back then, it was a big hullabaloo because many, many investment contracts are written so that you could only invest in AAA bonds, and of course that took out the U.S. Treasury bonds. Now they're typically written for AAA or government-backed, and so it may not have as big of a problem. But on top of that, we've got the BRICS. You know, we've got Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, plus I think they're up to maybe 40. The number keeps changing as to, you know, number of countries are deciding to join the BRICS. And on August 22nd through the 24th, they're supposed to have a meeting in South Africa and announce their gold-backed currency or potentially a trading token. We don't know how it's going to be laid out. But this will obviously be another nail in the coffin for the U.S. dollar. And after that occurs, you see, there's also the potential that Saudi Arabia, which has decided to join the BRICS, will decide to not accept U.S. dollars for their oil because they could instead accept something related to this gold-backed trading token or currency instead. So if that happens, you would have a flood of dollars coming back to the U.S. because they wouldn't be useful for buying oil anymore. So we'll see what happens with that. That could definitely be a financial shock that would increase our inflation. Now, I also need to just mention that the value of commercial real estate is tanking, and this is primarily due to so many office buildings with 30 to 50% vacancies. And this is another major pressure on banks. So the first problem is that we have the Fed raising interest rates, and all these treasury bonds that these banks have are decreasing in value. And now you also have the situation where banks own loans against commercial real estate, and they're not able, you know, these companies are not able to basically meet their mortgages.
No, and what's going to happen? Many of them are going to just walk away from the buildings and tell the banks, you know, have a good time. Here's your building.
Yep. Well, and they did San Francisco.
San Francisco's dead, and many cities are going to die the same way. They're dying. When commercial real estate dies, the cities die, and that's what's happened.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and it's tragic what happened to San Francisco. So basically, one of the things that you might want to reconsider with Venus retrograde is whether or not you should own more gold or silver or more food or more commodities, those kinds of things, and I would just be cautious of commercial real estate. And now I want to focus on August. So that brings us up to date, and all these cycles are going on during the month of August. So, all right. So now we did have a full moon on August 1st, and what you saw with that full moon were legal issues related to leaders. So that was Sun in Leo, which represents leaders, opposite the moon, and square Jupiter. And that occurred for both Biden with Devin Archer's testimony and Trump with the indictments related to the election for 2020. Now, this particular set of cycles can also be related to the country and citizens being overextended financially and unable to grow. I would say that's a very likely situation for a lot of companies, as well as individuals, as governments.
Did you see about Yellow Freight?
Yes, unbelievable.
It's over a 100-year-old company. The largest freight hauler in America for one trailer or less. That's kind of how they do it. One trailer full or less than a trailer full. In other words, small orders, medium orders, Yellow. And that company could have been saved with a federal bailout, $500 million, whatever. Never mind we've sent $150 billion to Ukraine. Never mind.
Yeah.
Pay no attention.
Yeah, so that, it was a terrible situation. And one of the good things, though, is that you can take fortunate actions now. This is Mars trine Jupiter, and that peaked on August 1st, but it's still in range through August 14th, so you still have time to take both practical and fortunate actions, which can both shore up your security, either financial or physical, and help you in other ways as well with opportunities that you may miss otherwise. Mars and Jupiter are both in Earth signs, so these are fortunate actions that will yield practical results. So do we have to take a break now? Are we?
No, you've got a lot of stuff. We can go ahead.
Okay, very good. Okay, so now that full moon was at 9 degrees Aquarius. That was very, very close to the USA Uranus in the July 4th chart. So this is, again, you're seeing that the citizens are basically declaring their freedom and independence, and they're leaving behind pressures to do otherwise. And I'm seeing more and more of this, so that's definitely showing up. The other thing I just want to mention about this particular full moon is that the USA is about to have a Chiron return. And at the time of this full moon, it was just like 12 minutes short of an exact conjunction to where Chiron was when the U.S. was started. So now, Chiron is associated with, especially a Chiron return, it happens about every 52 years. It's associated with getting on track with your mission or your quest. And it basically is demanding to know just how far have you progressed in your main mission lately, you know, over the last 52 years. So in the case of the United States, the primary mission is supposed to create more freedom and independence in the U.S. and the world. And obviously, the U.S. is off track. So the universe is giving us another 9 months to think about this situation and what we want to do about it. And this cycle of Chiron overhead conjuncting the USA Chiron is now very, very exact, within 12 minutes, but it's going to separate until next April. And it's asking everyone at this time, it's pretty front and center at this point, it's asking what are you and everyone you know going to do about it? Because if you can't trust your freedom in the U.S., what can you trust? Not too much. Now, I want to mention the second financial challenge, which I alluded to a few minutes ago. This second financial challenge or shock or earthquake, however you want to language that, this is Venus square Uranus. It's going to peak on August 9th. Now, this cycle's in range from June 21st through August 21st, and then it's going to let up for a little bit, and then it's going to come back in range September 17th. It's going to peak a third time on September 29th and stay in range through October 7th. So this is pretty much what we're looking at for the summer, is that we're having financial shocks. Now, this one is going to occur while Uranus is still in the degree of collapse, and while we have those two challenging economic cycles in place, in play, as well as the dissolving structure cycle in play. So it's actually interesting that there are a couple of supportive cycles showing up as that second peak occurs. Now, on August 13th, 14th, and 16th, we get cycles that can peak and actually assist with helping us through this situation. On August 13th, Venus is going to meet up with the Sun. Now, this is usually a good cycle for creating or attracting money and love. And you may discover some important financial information that day as well. And since both of these planets are square Uranus, money can show up or leave in very unexpected ways.
Uh-huh.
So, and you may feel impulsive about going out and spending money that you weren't planning to spend, so that it can be dangerous that way if
well,
you're on a tight
budget. You
mentioned
money and love. Are they inextricably bound
linked,
together?
Yes. Yes,
so
they
love
are.
Goes out the window and money goes out the front door.
Well, you see, they're both tied together via how you value yourself. So how you value yourself determines how much money you'll allow yourself to have, and it determines what type of relationships you will attract. And so that's why they're both inextricably linked together, because they're both based on how you value yourself. Now, on August 14th, we're going to get the peak of Venus trine Chiron. Now, this is a very helpful cycle. So even though we're having these financial earthquakes, we have help coming in, which is tremendous. It's actually an excellent financial cycle. So if you lost money in the past month or 6 weeks, this cycle will help you replenish your bank account, assuming that you believe that's possible. Now,
assuming you believe in putting your money in the bank.
Well, yeah, there is that question, of course. You might not want to leave it in there, or just maybe a small amount to cover your bills.
Mm-hmm.
So now, this cycle actually came in range July 30th, and it's going to stay in range through October 2nd because of this Venus retrograde. So this is really pretty incredible. And it peaks again on September 23rd. So it's one of the best financial cycles that we have, and also relationship cycles. So it's very, very positive for that, for bringing us some money. And then on August 16th, so this is just 2 days later, we're getting another cycle that's associated with easy breakthroughs. This is Mars trine Uranus. And one of the things about Mars trine Uranus is that it allows you to have a breakthrough that is very easy. It's fast and it's just simple. It's like, oh, you suddenly realize the solution to your challenge, and it's something you can do easily. So it can be a very positive situation where you sort of leapfrog over the challenge and bring in some money, and everything is fine. So even though we got these challenges this month, we've also got some help. And that's the good news. Now, the one thing that could be a problem is we do have Sun square Uranus that peaks on August 15th. This is right after Sun and Venus conjunct get together. And although this might seem like it's kind of throwing a monkey wrench into the situation, most likely this is you wanting to do something different. Have some fun, throw caution to the wind, and spend money that whether you have it or not. That's typically what happens with this cycle. It can be a fun vacation cycle, and it's in range from August 8th through the 23rd. It peaks August 15th. Now, there is a new moon on August 16th, and this does have unexpected changes and breakthroughs. So we'll have to see how this plays out, because what's getting started, we have the sun and moon conjunct, and they are exactly square to Uranus. I mean, really, exactly square. So this looks highly disruptive. So we'll just have to see. The new moon is in the sign of Leo, and of course, Leo is associated with leaders. It's also associated with creativity, fun, and recreation, children, love, all those wonderful things, and the heart in the body, all associated with Leo. Now, one of the things that can occur with Sun square Uranus is unexpected changes in leaders. And I'm not just talking about presidents of countries. I'm talking about people who lead organizations, people who are in the limelight for one reason or another. Perhaps they're a celebrity of some sort. And so it can include a lot of different people. And they could leave for a lot of different reasons, you know. So you can't really tell, but it's unexpected is the main thing.
Okay.
Now, we're having that Venus trine Chiron cycle at that time, and we're having the breakthrough cycle at that time, so those are positive. And Mercury is also headed towards a beneficial cycle with Uranus at that time, and that's a trine. So it's a very strong cycle. It's terrific for getting great ideas that just pop into your head, essentially, and some of those will bring you money. So be sure you capture those thoughts, because they can actually pan out into being very, very positive for your financial situation. It's also Mercury trine Uranus is very, very positive for technology to work well. So if you're traveling, airlines and trains, cars, they're all favored under this cycle. And if you're giving webinars online or something like that, that's all favorable with Mercury trine Uranus. And that's in range August 11th through September 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And just because Mercury's going to go retrograde, which I'm going to talk about here in just a moment, this particular cycle doesn't peak at this time, but it does come within 1 degree, 13 minutes of exact. So it's getting close, and that's good enough for making things work relatively well. But it does retrograde August 23rd, and that means it's also slowing down for the 3 or 4 days before it starts that. Now, the other thing that's happening at this time, and this is kind of an interesting situation, Mars is coming into range of two other cycles. Now, one of these cycles is Mars opposite Neptune, and this particular cycle can suggest low energy or being tired. Sometimes people get a cold or flu, that kind of thing with it. And so, you know, you may need to get more rest, you know, keep your immune system going. You may want to take something to support your immune system if you start getting tired. And the other thing it's associated with is deceptive action. So be careful not to get conned, and especially via the internet, because Mars is also trine Uranus. So it would be easy to do. And
Did you see the story online about how deep fake voices are getting to be so good now? People are being fleeced and tricked and deceived.
Yes.
It's really getting to be treacherous out there.
Yeah, they're doing things where you think that they've kidnapped your kid or something. And yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, so you do have to be careful. The next cycle, so that's the first one of the, these two cycles that Mars is coming in, into range with, and the other one is the trine to Pluto. So that one's coming up as well, and that's associated with transforming motivations and actions. So this is a very interesting situation because we're really at the beginning of the lineup for the spiritual revolution cycles. And this is Uranus trine Pluto and Neptune sextile Pluto that are in range at the time of this new moon on August 16th. Now, we're just waiting for Neptune and Uranus to come into sextile, and they're not that far apart from that. But I just want to remind people that this set of cycles is going to come much more fully into range in September of 2024. It's going to be very, very close to peak in September of 2025, and it's going to finally peak exactly in July of 2026. So this is a spiritual revolution that's occurring. It's gaining momentum each time it comes into range. It's a process, and the Mars cycles that we're having at this time, Mars trine Uranus opposite Neptune and Mars trine Pluto, these three cycles are just kind of giving us a little bit of a taste of what's coming our way. So it's a big deal. It's probably the biggest deal I've ever seen astrologically. You could live many lifetimes and not see this set of cycles. It's extremely unusual. So the next really big thing is we have Mercury going retrograde, and now this is going to start on August 23rd. So at that point, it stops moving forward, and when you have a planet that stops, especially Mercury, because Mercury's whole point in being is to move, things get really, really slow and challenging. So the very beginning of Mercury retrograde, the very end of Mercury retrograde are the most challenging points of Mercury retrograde. And that's because you might not be moving forward either. You're delayed. You're stuck. Maybe you're stuck in traffic. That happens a lot. So just those are the time periods you want to mark on your calendar to take extra patience with you, because that's when it's most likely you're going to need it. Now, Mercury retrograde is when we always reconsider important details, find mistakes, correct them, reconnect with people you haven't seen in a long time. It's a great time to make repairs, recycle things you no longer need or want. So it's not that this cycle is negative. It's just that you're going to do something different than what you have been doing. And it's actually a fantastic time to catch up. And if you use it well, you will catch up, and it actually feels good to catch up with all your tasks that have been perhaps hanging around a little too long. Now, this time, Mercury's in the sign of Virgo, and that's a sign that's associated with service to others. It's also associated with analysis of patterns, attention to detail, and computers, systems in general. It's very focused in those areas. And this is actually Mercury's best sign. This is where it's the strongest. And it's going to move from almost 22 degrees Virgo back to 8 degrees Virgo. So if you have any planets within those degrees of Virgo or Pisces or Sagittarius or Gemini, you'll have a lot more to reconsider than someone who doesn't. Now, the primary cycle that Mercury's going to have during this retrograde is it's going to trine Jupiter. Now, this is actually a very positive cycle. Everybody likes this cycle. It's great for promotions, it's good for travel, it's fun for research, it's good for publishing, it's good for international or legal matters, and it's also a truth-telling cycle. So we may be seeing quite a lot of truth during this time, although I believe Congress is about to or has already recessed for the summer, I think.
Madeline, who's going to be delivering this truth? Not the liars. And the liars compose the majority.
Well, the whistleblowers that we've been seeing. And the whistleblowers have been doing a little job there lately.
Right. And you saw what Grush said. He's paid a brutal price. They're really coming down on whistleblowers hard.
Oh, they are.
I'm sure if it were a fair and equitable society and government and whistleblowers were not
protected like they're supposed to be,
we'd have so many more.
We'd actually clean up a lot of the problem. But. Yep, that's right. We would. We would clean up faster. Yep, a lot faster. So, this cycle of Mercury trine Jupiter is going to be in range August 3rd through September 13th. It's going to peak on September 4th. Now, so it's actually in range. In terms of the retrograde portion of this cycle, is in range August 23rd through September 13th. And then it's going to peak again in the forward motion on September 25th. So we have a long period here where we can be doing some great things and enjoying some travel and doing some fun and doing some research and publishing and promotions and things of that sort. So there is some help here that is very useful. Now, on September 6th, Mercury is also going to meet up with the Sun. That'll provide some extra clarity, some more important details. That's only 2 days after the peak of Mercury trine Jupiter. So we're going to get plenty of opportunities for expansion and growth here with this particular cycle. Now, Uranus is going to go retrograde August 28th. Now, as if it wasn't bad enough, it's going to go retrograde.
All right, are we getting into, again, unprecedented areas of planetary strangeness?
It's just that we have already, it's in a challenging position, let's put it that way. And now it's going to go retrograde, which makes it more challenged than usual. And it's going to retrograde back through that degree of collapse. So when this actually goes retrograde on the 28th of August, there will actually be six planets that are retrograde at that time. So Mercury, Venus, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto all retrograde.
Well, I don't remember anything like this. That's a lot.
That is a lot. And there'll be one retrograde asteroid, that's Chiron. So we actually have a lot of slowness, let me put it that way, delays and slowness. Things are slowing down at that point. So it's not a great time for new starts in that sense. But you can promote things that you've already had from the past. Can re-energize a product that you've already had from the past and promote something like that. But it's definitely not a time to introduce new products. It's just everything is slow. And when I was doing research while I was at Fluke, whenever we introduced products during either Venus or Mercury retrograde, we came in at 40% below our expected sales. And that was based on very expensive and extensive market research. So I do not recommend new product intros during Venus or Mercury retrograde. So,
all right, a quick question people are going to want to know. What do you see on the charts about Trump? He's only facing 500 years in prison, and if the communists want to convict him, they'll convict him.
I don't see him getting convicted, no.
So that's what it says astrologically. This is going to be...
Yeah, I'm not seeing that, no.
Is this...
That it'll go beyond 2024 because, you know, they have to do a lot of discovery and blah, blah, blah. I just don't think it's possible.
Are we being played?
Well, it's a great question. I think there is a possibility.
I'll tell you why I think there's more than a possibility. If you remember during the January 6th protest, I will not call it an insurrection or a riot. It was a protest.
Right.
It was led astray by the government. They set it up.
Right.
In Jack Smith's third indictment, it said that Trump did nothing to try to stop the January 6th insurrection. That's not true. That's a blatant lie.
That is not true. No, that's total lie.
Those of you who remember, remember the video that was apparently made in the Rose Garden in which Trump stood there alone. No one else was seen in the frame at all. It was about a minute and a half, as I remember it. And he said, "We love all of you. It's too much chaos. It's time for everyone to go home. Please go home."
That's where I remember that exactly.
Now, what was the pivotal problem with that video that would suggest that Trump was a player?
Nothing that I can think of.
All right. Before, during, and after January 6th, or probably a week before, after, it was a regular old orange Trump. In that video, his hair had been dyed silver gray. He went into one of his silver gray moods several weeks before that, and that's when that video was recorded, when he was silver gray. It was not done that afternoon, okay?
Interesting.
Now, that should open a lot of doors of thought.
Yeah, for sure. So back to Uranus retrograde here real quick before we run out of time. That's going to remain retrograde through January 27th. And when it moves, and that's when it will move forward again on January 27th of 2024. Now, Uranus represents all types of technologies, the internet, airplanes, trains, science in general, new or unusual ideas, and even radical ideas. It's also associated with sudden changes, lightning, earthquakes, and disruptions in general. And in business, Uranus represents distribution systems, technologies, websites, franchises, electrical systems, all of that. And when Uranus goes retrograde, any or all of these areas may need to be reevaluated and changed or fixed. So just alerting you in case you need any electrical fixes in your home or office. So I don't know. I have seemed to be following the cycles very, very closely here. and it's going to re-enter. Uranus is going to re-enter the degree of collapse again on September 11th. There's that date again, and it remains in the degree of collapse through October 20th. Now, it will pass through that degree again in late April of 2024. We'll see what happens then. So if things don't surprise us this time, we may get surprised in April. So there's also a full moon on August 30th. This is coming right up at the very, very end. This is two full moons. We had one on the 1st, and we're going to have one on the 30th. Now, what's coming to light at that full moon are work, duties, and limitations. This is the moon conjunct Saturn and opposite the sun. And along those lines, another cycle suggests that you may need to make adjustments in order to handle the extra work or limitations, and that's Mars in conjunct Saturn. Now, that particular full moon's at 7 degrees of Pisces because it's opposite the sun. Sun's in Virgo. And it is triceptile, both Venus and Mars. Now, that's a minor aspect, but it's associated with compelling interests or identities. So this particular full moon may signal that there are issues related to gender and sexuality, especially since it occurs right before school restarts. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, Venus is nearly stopped at that time, and it's getting ready to move forward on September 3rd. So it's very, very, very slow. And you may find that if you're in business, you may find that, you know, your revenue slows down when Venus is slow. So the interesting thing about that is it's slowing down at its closest point related to overspending or overeating. This is Venus squared Jupiter. So, you know, be careful of your budget or your waistline between now and September 23rd when this cycle is in close range. And then for the USA and especially the East Coast, there appears to be some major chaos occurring. This is Eris, the goddess of war and chaos, conjunct the North Node and the Ascendant for the U.S., and that is for Washington, D.C., but it can be all up and down the East Coast. And Pluto is also square that Ascendant, so that can be very bad weather or high winds. Plan to pay attention to weather at that time. And fortunately, Uranus is temporarily in range of a trine to Pluto at that time. So still 5 degrees apart, but that may help. I'm really hopeful it will prevent anything super serious from happening. And this is a very positive revolutionary energy. And it's the one that's going to be also associated with the spiritual revolution that we're having. So this is good news that it's coming in range, and it could be helpful to us. Now, at the moment, Neptune is sextile to Pluto, and that's for this whole month, too. Now, this cycle actually occurred right after World War II. It lasted through mid-September 1988, and it was a period when many, many people were born with the intention to create spirituality on Earth. So it's coming back in range, and people are being called to step up to the plate. Okay, so that's it for August. And just a couple of quick reminders. We do now have the 2024 printed Good Timing Guides in stock, and we had a significant number of which did not pass inspection, so if you want to get one, I recommend you get one early.
in other words, gift. they're not saleable at all? You couldn't...
The 20%, well, I can't sell them the way they are. They would have to be repaired, and
I see.
I don't
it's
know
not
what
just
the printer's going to do.
Printing issue here or there.
Right. No. Big problem. I've never had this happen in 20 years, so this is very unusual.
You
can also get the 2023 Good Timing Guide and newsletters at a discount because they go down every month in price. And just a reminder that I offer both personal and business consultations as well as custom timings. And you can reach me at toll-free, actually, at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or visit me at PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's PolarisBusiness, business, BUSINESS, guides, GUIDES.com. PolarisBusinessGuides.com. Okay, are we good?
Yeah. I thought you were going to give your home address there. Visit me at...
No. I will give my P.O. box, though.
All right. We're good.
All
right. Thank you. And we'll see. By the way, deepfake online fraud is up over 1,000%.
Wow.
1,000%. And there's no
Holy
end in
cow.
Sight. That's what the experts are saying. So it's really going to be very difficult, especially for older people who are going to get conned on the phone.
Yeah.
These robocalls. I had over a dozen calls the other day. Robocalls.
Oh, my God.
I didn't answer any of them. If I don't recognize the number,
I don't.
No.
No.
And as far as yellow freight and the supply line issue, global container rates, container shipping rates have jumped the most in 2 years.
Wow.
Now you'd think that they'd come down because of the economy failing and doing poorly, that they'd want more business, that there'd be a shortage of things that they're containerizing and sending abroad. But no, they've up more than 2 years worth now, highest rate.
It's because their fixed costs aren't being covered.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going on, yeah. Take good care.
Thank you.
Talk to you in September.
Deborah.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, gang, hold on. We'll be right back.